Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Flash IV. It's time to reach for real rehydration with Body Armor Flash IV, packed with electrolytes, zinc for added immune boost, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Flash IV provides the rehydration your body needs, whether you are feeling under the weather, just had an intense workout, or recovering from a long weekend. Body Armor Flash IV helps bring you back. Head on over to the Body Armor store on Amazon and get yours today.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop the QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
Okay, PFF's another episode. Welcome, Josh, back in LA. We just were talking. Neither Bree or I even knew you were going to be here.
Yeah, so, again, it was a very last-second plan thing. Like, I didn't even know I was going to the Barstool offices until, I think, like 24 hours before I showed up.
And then what, did you do it through Kareem?
Kareem, was it through you? Katie told me. My assistant told me.
Yeah, they just texted me and said, Josh's going to be in New York. I was like, yeah, I mean, Bree and Dave are gone, but I'll be here. So...
Are you going to come back when we're both here?
Nah, fuck you guys. I don't want to see you guys.
Wow.
That was, yeah, crazy. I thought I missed something.
Me like, too. I was like, shit, is Dave there? Is he going to be pissed? Trip.
No, but I met, what was her name again?
Tico Texas.
I did see Texas.
Tico, yes.
Yeah, I saw a character. Tico. I don't know where she is. I thought she starred too.
No, yeah, I actually... smelt her group coming in before, like, not in like a stinky way, like, but you know what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't.
Like, I smelt them way. Before they
oh, weed.
Got
weed.
In the offices.
Yeah. That's how they roll. Yeah, that
yeah,
is
no,
how they roll.
No, they really were rolling. High rollers. For sure.
Okay, so into the topics, and our guy Kareem, once again, great job getting guests again. This is, I've reamed out Kareem now like five times. Kareem just,
Another BFF okay, podcast, fair, another canceled guest. Let's
try
go.
To get him
everyone like, says they'll come on, but then they don't come on.
Who?
Like every person that he DMs and every person that I talk to say, yeah, I'll come on,
but
then they don't give
us a date.
We have a
lot of people
in limbo. I am fairly busy, but I guarantee you I can get guests every single week.
I guarantee it. I have a question. So going forward, is a guest that we would normally may or may not have on better than no guests at all, do you think? Like, if it comes to that point where it's like you're scrambling.
I would find good people, but we can always get somebody I feel like is a good guest. I feel like we can do that. It's just lack of effort.
It's a BFF's pod. Like, we got the status. We're number one on famous birthdays,
and,
you know?
And I get not everyone will do it, but it takes planning and, like, being obsessed. When I ask Kareem, do we have a guest? No.
We are planning it throughout the week and do reach out to a lot of people.
But
just
at what point are you like, oh, fuck, we don't have a guest? Because then I would be like on the phone DMing like 24/7. I was with you yesterday in the car. You did nothing.
No, Instagram
was down.
I was working. Instagram was down. But I was working on getting people. And then we did get a guest.
But
and
you
then
got,
they canceled.
So that leads into the story. Couch Guy being the lead story. We thought we were going to have him and her on the pod. But I guess they confirmed around midnight. And then they bailed in the morning.
They bailed on BFFs?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, which doesn't... So not everyone's going to do it. I mean, they're young, I guess. They were on publicity.
They went on another one, yeah.
Yeah, so... And this thing's like crazy as viral. You said they wanted to be paid?
Yeah, at first they were like, is there payment involved?
Which, by the way, I would have been like, how much you want? If they're like $100, I'd be like, yeah, sure, here's $100. Who knows what they would have wanted? But anyways, would have loved to have them on the show. Because this thing is going... Bananas viral. I assume you guys have both seen it.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane taking over TikTok.
So I'm just out of the loop.
You
here?
Must
Am
be
I,
like, if you've never seen it.
You know it too, Dave. You've seen it?
Oh yeah. Okay. Have I seen it? I got in a fight. I got in a fight about it. Because
who's Couch Guy?
Oh, Josh. You gotta watch it. So there's this video.
Me and Dave have done a little role reverse here.
Yeah, what's going on
so,
here?
So Couch Guy is a girl surprises her boyfriend at college. The guy is sitting on the couch with like two or three girls.
Okay.
And the internet has gone bananas that basically the guy is clearly cheating on the girl. That is the, I guess, the standard line.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of theories that he's passing the phone off, that the girlfriend is like in denial and that he's cheating, and the girlfriend is kind of in denial. What's your stance on it?
I watched it, and I absolutely do not think there's anything to it. I don't think the guy's cheating. I don't think he was being weird.
He wasn't excited, though.
But he looked like he was caught off guard, but he sees her, smiles, hugs. The girl next to her, they say they're cheating. I have a freeze frame on my phone. Like, her face is a genuine, like, smile. Like, it's not weird, and I guess they know each other. So I watched this the first time, and I'm like, I don't understand what the controversy. I don't think there's anything that says he's doing anything weird. And then Silvana got mad at me, actually, because she's like, I think she thought I was being that.
You were almost like trying to defend yourself in a way.
She was going like 10 steps ahead. She's like, that's sus if you don't think that's what the
kids
use.
Yeah, she's like, fuck
right.
You.
She's like, what if I surprise you one time?
Then you're sus. And it's like, I just don't see anything. Like, this guy wasn't doing anything.
Let's watch it.
Yeah, I need to see this. I think I've seen the memes.
I don't see the phone grab. I've watched it. Like, I kind of see what they're saying. I don't see anything weird. So funny for you. So funny for you. Just like that. So this thing's been dissected like the Zapruder film. Like, people
are
slow-mo everything.
And dude, I've had to do it slow-mo because I had to be like, whoa, what's happening? And everyone's making it. It's probably the most viral video that I remember we've had in months.
Yeah, and everyone's remaking it. Like, it's the whole For You page is this.
Yeah, so that's what I've seen like a million videos of is the remake. Yes. I just thought like, oh, these are like funny college videos or some trend like colleges came up with. Didn't see the original. Now that I see it, is no one like, hey, there's four other dudes in there.
And there's two, and there's another girl on the couch. It would be more sus if there was just him and one girl on the couch. But there's two other girls
on the couch. There's been theories the girl's like thumb is on his back. I think that's disproved. And then there's the whole, like, he took his phone back or something is another theory that she had his phone, but that doesn't make sense. Like, even if you're cheating, why are you holding each other's phones? That's not something that happens, I don't think. I just don't know. If the guy's truly caught off guard, like, I could see myself sitting there being like, whoa, what are you doing? And then gets up and hugs her. I honestly don't get it. But I
feel like if he was in the wrong, it would have been a very different reaction, or this man is the smoothest criminal of all time. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way he's just so, like, nonchalant about it when she comes in if he was, like, hooking up with that girl right beside him.
Do we have slow-mos of the phone grab?
We need some slow-mos. We need some
slow-mos. So, by the way, Josh, you haven't seen it, but when I say we're in the extreme minority, like, everybody is saying, wake up, he's cheating on you. What is that how you felt?
No. I mean, all of his friends knew that she was coming. They're in the apartment with him. I don't think they would set him up to be cheating on her when she's coming to visit him.
But that's new information, right? That they knew she was coming.
That's new.
And people are also saying they're making it up, maybe just to, like, defend him. But, yeah, I don't know. It was the way people are studying it, and I guess it's TikTok. You never know what's going to go crazy viral. Yeah. But this has gone crazy viral.
We needed this guy here. We needed Couch Guy.
We almost had him.
Yeah.
I want to
hear what he has to say. Not really
That's
the girlfriend.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I also, no disrespect to them, they don't seem like the quarterback of the football team and the captain of the cheerleading team. Like, I don't know. They seem like a little wholesome couple. I just didn't see anything that weird with
it. More like a mathlete couple going on.
Yeah, they're mathlete couple. Yeah, they're mathletes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if athletes have it in their vocabulary to cheat, you know? I don't know if that's a mathlete.
I mean, I'm sure mathletes cheat. Like, math camp, I'm sure, is like crazy.
I feel like the math
kids
are the horniest
people. They're just going at it with each other?
Yeah. I'm just going by, like, American Pie.
Band kids are always, like, the little horny guys.
They're little freaks, eh? It's been so pent up in them since high school. They're just like, oh, now we're at mathlete in college. We're just going to go nuts.
Yeah.
Are you getting the...
No, I have... We can go slow-mo on it. We have the video. Right,
so let's go slow-mo. So watch now. There's a controversy about the phone grab.
So watch his arm right here. His right arm leans in and grabs the phone. And then he has the phone in his hand. I'll go slow on it.
Whoa. But it's in the other hand.
Yeah, what if it's just on his, like, hip?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, the girl has it. He leans forward like this. Look at his other hand.
We don't have confirmation of the girl
having it. What's he putting down right there?
I don't know. It's not the phone, though.
Okay, he's putting something down.
Look, leans forward. His other hand goes around his crossbody, and then he comes out with the phone. Boom, phone.
What if he would... Oh, that's a smooth move, bro. Like, yeah.
You see that? What look, leans just, forward, grabs just, it from the girl.
Yeah, but the phone... What does that mean? Who says the girl has the phone? Could be in between
his
legs.
That's what I said. It's on his
between
hip.
Them.
Like, the phone is... If he gets up and doesn't grab the phone, doesn't the phone just fall to the floor?
Yeah.
And look, he's smiling.
He's smiling. And listen, I have the girl that they're saying he cheats with. And the fact that I have this on my phone, but I do because I had to like justify my take. Like, this is the girl's face, and only Brie can see it right there. That's not like a, oh my God, we got busted face. That's like, hey, what's up?
She's like, oh my gosh, your girlfriend's here. Yeah,
come on. So this is much. And again, 100% of the internet was basically against this couple.
The whole entire internet, yeah.
People just love to hate.
I think they just dissected it too suffer. Much, and I feel bad for the girl. Imagine being
what
that girl.
The girl what was on his t-shirt? Taking it well.
I don't know. She's probably crying herself to sleep. The whole internet's saying your boyfriend's cheating on you and that you're an idiot. That sucks.
Yeah, that's gotta put just like bad thoughts.
Do
in
we
your
have
mind,
the
no
publicity?
What.
So the girl went on one of our podcasts. I guess I don't know. They canceled on us. That's bullshit.
Absolute.
It's funny because 5 minutes before that video was taken, Robbie was actually in his room, and the guy in the striped shirt, like, he knew I was coming and getting there soon, so he had to go into Robbie's room and say, like, oh, come out, we want to play, like, games with you, have a seat, like, we're going to play a game with you. Like, yeah.
That's what everyone needs to hear. What is the deal with the hair tie on the wrist?
So the hair tie on his wrist is actually our magnetic bracelet.
Oh, is that what he put
bracelet.
Down?
No.
So I got him those magnetic bracelets for, I think, Valentine's Day last year. I have a white one on my wrist right here.
It was just
and
on his
wrist.
And
he has a black one. And if people are looking more into his wrist, he also has, like, a little friendship bracelet that I also made him on his wrist if people want to go after that, too.
Clarify where the phone came from, who so handed it to him.
I guess one of my mistakes by saying it was in his lap was people couldn't see that it was actually, like, on his lap. But it was, like, what I meant by on his lap was, like, it was in between his legs, like, on the couch, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Even like you said, even if there was a phone pass, like, I don't understand how that proves that he was cheating. Also, the girl sitting next to him has her own boyfriend, so like
more context. That's good to know.
That doesn't mean dick.
Oh my god,
that doesn't mean dick.
No phone pass.
Yeah. I don't know if that means
like
nothing.
That. No, I'm scrolling through my requests on Instagram. Like this morning, I got a request saying like, "Go kill yourself."
Oh, that's god. Not a request. That's more a statement. But
yeah. I think she means it's like a message request. Request.
A message
like
request.
It was requested.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To DM her.
And by the way, the phone now it is in, it's like on his chair in between.
Yeah,
if
it's
he
like
gets
right
up,
here.
Yeah, it falls down. And why would they have? Even if you are cheating, you wouldn't with the person you're cheating anyways. Give them your phone. I've never been more
there's
right.
Too many
about
holes.
Anything.
There's way too many
no,
holes.
It's too
also, like. What I'm gonna brand myself with the girl I'm cheating with. I'm
100%.
Gonna put her hair tie on my wrist, like,
and then
it's a love
bracelet. They seem like a really cute couple.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. It's mathlete couple. They don't get up to this. This isn't American Pie, though.
That part I don't know. I think some.
I did think that American Pie is real life. I just can't.
All right. So this obviously went. What Tana have to say? Tana.
She's on opposite side of us.
Well,
everybody on TikTok out here talking about that bitch showing up to college to surprise her man. And I swear to God, if I ever show up anywhere and you're on a couch with three bitches and you don't even stand up to fucking speak to me, I am fucking your father.
What are you saying?
What? Who's that guy?
Her boyfriend.
That's her boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that guy?
He's like raps a little. He's into music.
Like he listens to music and sings along to it?
No, he raps.
What do you mean he raps? Do you know who that is, Josh?
Doesn't he? Isn't his name Chris and he raps? Yeah.
You're just sounding like you're making it sound like, oh, it's Chris and he Chris listens Miles. To like fucking rap music.
No, he's like not as big. It's not as big as Tana.
Chris Miles, American rapper, right?
I think he raps in the same vein that we sing songs when you're in a car. I don't think he's progressed to being a rapper.
No, he has songs.
Well, you wanna so does the white rapper.
Dave has a song.
Yeah. I have a song. I have a rap song. I have a rap song that's probably more listened to than anything he's ever
Do you guys
produced.
Want to listen to it? At this point, Taylor Swift gets all of our money from the couch guy, so we can't monetize, so we can play anything.
Oh, true. Let's, I actually do want to
I mean,
to
I think even better, like, what about the Dave and, I keep forgetting her name, TT Smokes or whatever the hell her name is.
Tico Texas.
TT Smokes. That,
now that's a song.
All right, here's Tana's boyfriend's song.
Yeah, those are two different. This is the boyfriend's song.
Yeah. Get out of my bed. 1,000 views.
It has 1,479 views.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, it's not big.
Moving too fast, everybody want to catch me. Yes, you leave the crib, handprints on the ass cheek.
Not bad. That's sounds bad. Like that dude. He sounds like
Kid Laroi.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was actually.
He doesn't.
I didn't think it was going where it was going, but it kind of was going.
But I mean, that has
Kid Laroi vibes.
1,479 views. That, you're not a rapper.
Yeah, no, you're aspiring.
He's just waiting.
You're aspiring.
Aspiring rapper. Mm-hmm. She's dating rapper. An aspiring rapper. Mm-hmm. Like, still softish as, like, then, I mean, what is that? How many views?
Yeah, it's like 40 mil on YouTube.
What if I told you that the boyfriend was on America's Got Talent?
Aspiring rapper.
Right. He was?
He's just waiting for that moment, bro. He just needs that one song.
There has to be some definition, right? You can't just say... That's like me. I'm a baseball player.
Kid rapper Chris Miles and ex Justin Bieber. That's a real headline.
He sounded good.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so when can you classify yourself as a rapper? When you have a hit?
When you're making a living doing it.
Okay. When you're making a living, then you're a rapper.
I think that's fair, no?
Yeah, because then rapping's just a hobby if you're not
Correct.
Making money off of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
We all agree there?
Yeah, so Tana's yeah. aspiring rapper boyfriend. That's who yes. that is.
TikToker dissects the video.
Okay, so right
Correct
at the pause,
impersonation might be
you can see a thumb on his back. She comes in. Girl scoots.
Nope, that's the
then
guy's
she
watch.
Scoots again to get further away, and her hand comes up.
I don't see the scoot either.
Her hand was on his back.
These people are disgusting.
Yeah, why are you ruining this poor relationship?
And nothing happened. Unfortunately, I've spent a lot of time because I had to like prove my case. Nothing's
yourself.
There. Yeah.
No, I think it's just stupid. I feel bad for the girl.
Yeah. No. That. I mean, she's literally like she was laughing through the pain in that interview. She
but
was like, yeah,
she was.
It says here at the bottom, she's making money. She's selling Couch Guy T-shirts. So good for her.
But they also.
Oh fuck.
They
oh,
want yeah. to take a break off social media. That's why they don't want to come on the pod. That's just fact, is what she said. So
too bad. Too bad. Young love.
Maybe it's getting to them.
All right, moving on. So it turns out I'm right there, and I'm actually probably owed an apology by you know who for like sus, whatever. I was right. Most guys have tried different ways to last longer, but thinking about baseball doesn't always work. Folks at Roman Online Men's Health Company are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Saying the Pledge of Allegiance backwards from 10 doesn't always work. Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed, effective, easy to use, fast-acting, don't require prescription. Roman can swipes you discreet, unmarked packaging. Each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. Super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, you're good to go. Let it dry, and you're good to go. Go to GetRoman.com/BFF. Get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/BFFs. TikTok NFTs are here. Should BFF sell an NFT? What would it be? So I still do not get NFTs, and we're supposed to have Banks on this podcast. I'm going to get him on. I know he came. He doesn't. We got to move the time of this too, Josh.
Even more, you think?
Oh, we already moved it.
Yeah, now it's at 1:30.
Yeah. My brain.
I feel like we're at a – I feel like this is a good time now. Like – If you can't make it at 10:30, that's pretty.
Yeah, but
or even like if we're doing 10:30 to 12 slots, that means people, the guests can come in at 11. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What do we, so I don't even know what we're talking about here. I guess, what, I don't know that NFT of ours would sell a ton. It's hard to tell our audience. Like, is our, I sold one NFT. I sold a pizza review NFT. It was just a pizza review that we said it's NFT. You put the code in, all that jazz. Sold for like 140 grand to a guy in Taiwan. But I don't know what? That our crowd.
Can you explain? Because like me and a lot of people listening do not know what an NFT is.
So as far as I understand, it's just digital art. And with the blockchain, you have a way to basically authenticate. It can't be replicated. So you create it.
Okay.
And it, I describe it as if you buy the Mona Lisa or a famous painting, right? You know which one's the real one. You can get fakes of it and prints that are worthless, basically. But the actual one is in the eye beholder.
So it's the one and only.
It is worth a fucking shit ton of money. It's basically art for the internet.
Okay.
100%.
That's kind of cool. But, like, can't you just, like, screenshot it?
Yeah, but yeah, that would be the same thing, like, you can screenshot the Mona Lisa.
I guess so.
Yeah, I could go take a picture with my phone of the Mona Lisa if I really wanted to. It's like you don't own it, right? So it's about actually having that piece. Like you can go to any art museum and go and stare at the painting all day long, but it's different when you have it in your house.
And to be honest, beyond that, you could probably get the Mona Lisa hanging on your wall that 99.9% of the people will not know that's not the real Mona Lisa, but you know it. And you, like the person who has it has the real. That's really it. It's basically art and collectibles coming to the internet and things. It's like wire baseball cards or like a famous baseball card. I can recreate that now and have it, but it's not the real thing.
Yeah.
So it's that's it. And people are making fucking shit tons on it.
Yeah, Lil Nas doing the first one.
So that's NFTs 101 from BFFs. Zoe Laverne puts newborn behind paywall. Zoe Laverne, the former queen of TikTok musically before Charlie. This name rings a bell, but I don't really know who she was.
We've talked about her a lot before.
I don't know if we talked about her on this pod when this happened, but she was like crying because Charlie passed her in followers, mm-hmm. like was like sitting kind of down in like at an event in a corner being like, I'm the queen of TikTok, not her. Kinda and she like just went through like all this drama. I think we also talked about like she was with like a 13-year-old. Remember when we were talking about that?
19.
And there was like Yikes. The 13-year-old that was
very controversial.
Like
he
was,
girl.
Yeah, it was a very controversial thing. Like the 13-year-old was like the victim in this situation.
She was kissing him.
Kissing him. There was all this stuff. So then we came at, remember, do you remember the shit, Dave, or no?
Well, yeah, vaguely. 13 is awful young for a 19-year-old.
Oh, yeah, super fucked up. And now she got pregnant, and now she had the baby, and she put him on, like, OnlyFans, so you have to buy to see the baby.
And people are mad about this. Why would people be? This is, again, talking about technology moving, like, the oldest trick in the book is selling, like, celebrities would sell their photos of their first child to, like, People magazine. So what's different to this?
Yeah, that's true. But people are just like, you're selling your baby. Your baby doesn't have like.
But they sell those pics. I feel like the Kardashians did that, or like kind of like they sell the first pictures for a shit ton of money. Who fucking cares? The baby. Right? I mean, baby's got to eat. Baby needs new shoes.
Baby's got to eat. That is true. You got to put food on the table.
And she's not really probably making any money off brand deals anymore because she's controversial. Right. So maybe she has to do this.
If I listen, I have no problem with that. Zero putting the baby. The baby's not going to be scarred.
You know what?
So
you just gotta like throw a little bit of the
Someone
money to the baby.
No, that, yeah, they must have screenshotted it.
Oh, okay.
Or something from the
wow.
Or she posted on Instagram, but she posted on OnlyFans first.
Do you guys have a problem with that move?
I mean, I
newborn like here you gotta.
Well, all right. Let's fast forward. If you're like 16 or 20, whatever age, your parents are like, we made bank by putting your first pictures on OnlyFans. I'd be like. Nice.
I don't really give a fuck. Yeah.
Nice. Right. I guess, yeah, if my parents told me that, I'd probably been like, okay, where's my cut?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, all right, like, let's go shopping.
You're a fucking baby.
It's also like a fan exclusive site, like Patreon sort of thing. Like, it's not necessarily that you're like trying to sell the photos, but it's like you're giving your fans who support you enough to give you money early access into your life.
I know for a fact celebrities have sold pictures of their kids to like paparazzi magazine, so this is no different to me.
Doesn't really hurt anyone.
No,
I guess it's like no different than like a GoFundMe either, right?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean,
like, I mean, well, if there was a social, I mean, but like, are you telling me you wouldn't see a viral like video on TikTok of someone trying to raise a baby and they're like, I don't have the funds go to my GoFund. Like, I'm sure that, and like, people would have had a total different reaction then, you know?
I'm very nervous about this, and I'm going to gloss over it. Viral TikTok stories and trends. Netflix show Squid Game. I watched the first episode last night, so I don't want to read this because I don't want to spoil it. Am I going to spoil it?
I've only also watched one episode.
This, I have not watched any.
This doesn't spoil it.
No, it doesn't spoil any
of it. It's just a game that is played on it. That's not a spoiler, though.
I'm skipping over it. I'm skipping over it. I watched
Squid Game. It's a trend. It doesn't spoil anything.
Okay. No, we have to talk about it. I promise it doesn't. It's huge.
So there's like there's a game within the show.
The first show is awesome.
Yeah.
The first episode. Mm-hmm. So I'm like all in on it.
It doesn't really get that much crazier, I hear, but
I thought you just watched the first episode.
No, my roommate watched it all.
Oh, see.
It gets a thousand times crazier. What are you guys talking about?
Wait, time out.
Now we're kind of spoiling shit a little bit.
That's why I didn't want to talk about this subject.
Okay, let's just talk about the trend.
Because nobody can be trusted in this room. I said I didn't want to talk about it, and we started talking about what's going to happen. I'm not going to do that. We are not doing this.
Okay, so what happens with the cookie? What happens with the cookie?
See? No, don't. No,
it's just a trend that's on TikTok. It's
important
like one of the
questions, no, Dave.
Guys, I keep seeing this cookie everywhere. I don't understand why there's a cookie everywhere.
Are you watching it in English dubbed, or are you watching it in Korean with subtitles?
Okay.
Because that's a big debate.
Well, okay.
Korean with subtitles is better.
No. I'm glad you brought that up. And I don't want to keep going 100%. This. Because this is another major dispute at the Portnoy household currently. Silvana is a lunatic. And watches everything with subtitles. Everything. She turns them on 24/7, and it gives me a fucking headache to the point we got another mini fight because Succession is my favorite show, HBO. And I'm like, just heads up, we're not watching that with subtitles because I can't, my brain. Because
you want to read the subtitles,
but you
can't.
Not to look at the subtitles. I want to watch it normally. So this fast forwards, we're watching it. And we got so confused because she always has the subtitles on. So I'm like, are we doing this totally wrong? Is this supposed to be in Korean and there's always subtitles of the show? Or are they speaking in off English and there's subtitles? I don't know what setting zero is.
This is a lot for you.
This
you're
is
like
a lot
really
for him.
Into it.
What is setting zero for that show?
Setting zero is English only because it's on English Netflix, but setting zero is Korean with the English subtitles.
You're wrong.
It's the native language.
Time out. If I go into Netflix and just press watch like I do anything else, how am I consuming this?
That is English, but it's wrong.
It's going to be dubbed. Yeah.
How can it be wrong if Netflix put it like that,
Thank you, Josh.
Because you're on the English Netflix.
It doesn't matter.
Right, so then for us.
Watch it like every other American is watching.
Yeah, for us, that would make sense then.
Everyone is watching. There's been polls about this. This is a very heated debate. The overwhelming majority watch it in Korean with English subtitles. That's just fact.
Yeah. You ever see Parasite?
Yeah, same thing.
No,
yeah.
Not the same thing because you watch Parasite, how Parasite delivers it to you.
Yeah,
you don't have to change settings.
But it's delivered in Korean, so you would watch it.
No, you watch it how they give it. If I walk into a if Squid Game was in the movies and I bought a ticket and walked into a theater, how am I watching it? That's how I want to watch it on my Netflix.
It's like the Marvel movie that just came out. What's it called? Shang-Chi or something like that? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
There's a bunch of, it's not always in English, but it's given to you where it's like, here you go, watch this movie. A lot of it's in
there
English.
There is no way.
The dub doesn't bother you though?
You don't.
Everything bothers me, but that's because Silvana watches everything with subtitles. It's crazy.
I can't watch subtitles. It just wrecks the show. I know what's going to happen before they even say it.
Imagine watching subtitles on things that don't. Just everything? No, she watches it on everything.
The English, that's crazy. A lot of my friends do that too, and I do not understand
it.
I'm not trying to read when I'm watching TV, or else I would go read a book.
And not only do I not want to read, it's before, and I'm trying to ignore it, and my eyes are too smart for my brain, so it's like, wait, what's going on? It gives me a headache. We got a lot of those stupid arguments. She basically was like, fine, then I won't watch Succession with you. It's like, what are you talking about? That's my favorite show of all time, basically. It's going into season, three or four? I'm not going to have subtitles.
Does Silvana watch Squid Game in dubbed or with subtitles?
Well, that's what we got in a thing. I didn't even know
that that was an option?
No, I didn't know where we started because the subtitles were already on and it was doing this broken. It's like the English isn't even, first of all, what they're saying in English doesn't even, the subtitles are like different.
Yeah, it is. It's different.
Well, that's because it's closed caption versus like, there's two types of English subtitles. One's closed caption, which is like AI generated, and one is like the one that Netflix puts out. So that might, if you turn off the CC, which is default, you'll have better subtitles, but you still should not be able to watch it in dubbed. Like, you have to watch it in Korean. It's just...
But Korean. If they wanted you to watch it in Korean...
They do.
Then
why didn't they give it to us that way?
That'd be...
Okay, so the show was released Netflix, like in Korean Netflix. Like, the Korean version of Netflix, right? They have it in Korean there. But because you are listening to it or watching it on the English version, like you are under a United States like IP address when you're watching it, it puts it in English for you.
Do you think that Joe Netflix didn't think about it? They obviously like leaving it this way.
Well, because they think
they probably actually put some thought into how they want it delivered. They're Netflix.
Because they know there's people dumb enough that don't want to listen to watch the show
the
way it's intended.
It is a better experience when you do the subtitles. Like, dubbing always like ruins it because it's not the same.
But that's like...
We have the subtitles.
No.
Korean but with English subtitles.
We have English subtitles and English. And
you're double timing it? You're dubbing it and having
it?
Yes,
that's how we watched it.
That's ridiculous.
They're going to, not only is it the dubbed and subtitles, but the subtitles are different than the dubbed.
But that's crazy, that leads to my original question. When we're watching it, I'm like, are there supposed to be subtitles? Is it because it was English with, but we always have the subtitles on?
Okay, for that one, you need to turn the subtitles off and then just dub it. You can't do both.
Well, we do both. And that's what I'm saying, the words don't add, what they're saying is not even what is being written below. they're saying one thing in English and writing another in English. But I absolutely refuse to believe most people are watching this. There's no way the majority of people on Netflix are going into their settings and changing to Korean. No way.
You know why I think people are, though, is because the anime, like, people always watched their, like, I feel like the hardcore anime viewers watch it in its native language and then put English subtitles instead of watching the dubbed version of the
and
anime.
The dubbed voices just doesn't do it justice.
The emotions,
I mean, if
the
I'm
same.
Watching anime, there's no way I'm watching the dubbed version. Like, there's no way I'm not watching it in English. I'm like, that's my stance. There's no way I'm not gonna watch a show I'm not gonna understand.
The comments are gonna crucify you, Dave. I'm telling you, like, they're gonna be like, you're just watching it incorrectly.
Time out. They shouldn't crucify me. I'm not. I'm in a world of hurt in how I watch TV right now. I almost need two TVs.
Well, hey, just the consumer. Dave's just the consumer. If anyone, it's
well,
Joe
he's
Netflix
the only person watching it dubbed with subtitles.
Well, but that's because I'm watching it with a lunatic in how she watches TV, where everything is subtitled.
He's a victim to chicken or whatever he called
it. Yeah, Dave's just a victim chicken, in this situation.
It is crazy. Yeah, watched the first episode. Very good. I'm into it. I can't wait to watch it. I'll say the obvious. Right now, it just seems like Hunger Games, but whatever. I'm just pretending that's not the case, but fine. You should watch it, Josh. It's good. Okay, Takis are back, and I can be honest. When they did this in Miami House, they've won over fans. Now I always have Takis in my apartment. Sylvana loves these Fuego ones, and now they got these new crisp ones, deliciously crispy, perfectly stackable, and perfect for snacking on the move. With two canister size, you can just pop the lid, unleash a flavor so wild, it'll have you begging for more. I do eat them in the house, but can travel. Yeah, they are. Very good. So, yeah, Takis, can you face the intensity? Try and find out. I like these. Solid. I got to see if they have them at CVS. That's where I get mine. They're right in the front. Taki Chris, Fuego, get them. Thank you for sponsoring the show, and they got a new customer. All right, Salmon Meal taking over TikTok. Emily Mariko has gained 3 million followers in the last 30 days, has over 63 million likes across her entire account since her salmon meal on TikTok blew up, is now selling out the ingredients in stores. Emily's viral meal has gained over 23 million views. Her entire account has blown up. Different recipes. I saw we tried to get her on the show. She didn't reply.
Yeah, this is like unseen. Second to Couch Guy.
Okay. Let's see what this is.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live Ring Girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Fucking good.
So
it's a very peaceful.
Looks
video.
Great. Looks great as fuck. But it's like, how does that continuously blow up? It seems like a pretty, like, you got it. One video. I know exactly what to do.
Yeah, it wasn't overly hard. And it looks very good. But I don't. I don't get it. But I don't get anything. It looked very good.
It did look really
There's
good.
There's nothing unique.
I like
or
salmon
gross
though,
about
so
it.
I'm like,
It sold out. The seaweed sold out. The seaweed chips or whatever that she used.
Yeah. It kind of turned into a
couch guy. You guys never ate those
though,
as a kid?
People remake it.
You guys never had those packages of seaweed in your lunch? My mom used to pack those in my lunch when I was younger.
Oh, I never had those, but they're on sushi all the time.
A little seaweed.
Brian Laundry, TikTok dog, the bounty hunter. After TikTok helped locate Gabby Petito's body, I've been trying to find Brian Laundry. This is blowing up all over the place. Not Brian Laundry. Looks exactly like Brian Laundry, huh?
That sucks. That really sucks. He's like the most wanted man, and you're walking around looking exactly like him.
I'm pretty convinced he's dead.
You think he's dead?
You think he's dead as well?
I think he killed himself, yeah.
Okay. Well, why do you think that?
He hasn't been found. I don't know. It's like, it's so obviously him. What are you going to do?
No shit, it's him. Do you think he fled the country, though? Like, do you think he got out?
I know. Do you think he, like, actually made it out?
I think the internet is too big for somebody like that to just go off the grid totally. And the pressure of it, I just think he probably took his own life. I could be wrong. I mean, not.
But, like,
I
he mean, is there's just never a normal been... guy. Is he smart enough to, like, get out of the country without anyone finding him?
No, I don't think anybody can theoretically.
But I don't know if I'd really call him a normal guy if he's going to kill his
Well, not
girl.
Normal. Not normal, that regard, not normal but yeah. like not
right. Like
smart.
You obviously have to think in a different fucking way for you to like be able to do something that evil. So I wouldn't be surprised if he thought about it more deeply than just like
maybe had a plan to get out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if this was?
By all accounts, he's not super loaded.
Remember when he left his car and to like I don't know to make police think he was somewhere, and then he went live on accident, like in the middle of the ocean. He was like fleeing then, so maybe he got away.
I didn't even know that happened to
me. Yeah, he accidentally went live and like
how the fuck do you accidentally go live
for like 2 seconds? And he was like in Florida or something in the middle of the ocean on a boat.
Huh? I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah.
How do you even go live from the middle of the ocean?
Yeah, how do you have service? That makes no sense. I'm calling bullshit.
No, it's real. It was real. I swear.
How do you get service? I don't get service in like my apartment. How does he have service in the middle of the ocean?
You can't,
I don't know. Well, he just showed water and people were speculating that he was like fleeing in the middle of the ocean.
What
but
if he
did go live. It was his account. Unless he got hacked.
What do you mean he showed water?
It was like, Kareem, can you pull it up?
Like well, he could have been in a bathtub.
No. It was the ocean.
In like a pool or something. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's ever been more people in the world that have all been collectively looking for someone.
It was just that.
It's just crazy how everyone on TikTok knows this guy's face. Dog the Bounty Hunter's in
It was
this.
That for 2 seconds.
I don't think it's real. Do not believe it.
But it was his account on Instagram.
I don't believe it. Yes, he's probably dead. A pledge named Briggs at UNC is unintentionally blown up on TikTok. It is unconfirmed, but assumed one of Briggs' pledge duties is posting TikTok dances. TikTok has become obsessed with them.
You need to get this guy. We need to get this guy on the podcast.
I did ask him.
He said no.
Why are these fucking people saying no?
Yeah, what's he got to hide, bro?
Why did he say no?
He said he had like an exam this week or something.
That's not a real answer.
That's the most.
I'll read the exact message. I did try to get him on. He said, "I have a loaded work and test schedule this week and next week. Maybe at some point we could work something out."
That what this guy, like, this guy literally doesn't have an hour. You're telling me he's not going to do anything but study every single second of his life. For
maybe
the next
we
2 weeks?
Can work something out. Who is this kid? I have no idea.
I
who
did
he
say
is.
It would only be 10 to 15 minutes over Zoom. So
this kid sucks. Let me see this idiot.
He's definitely be like this.
This kid.
Yep. We're getting no's from this guy.
I want to hate him. I don't hate him.
I don't hate him
like
at all.
Like a little cutie pie.
That's the thing. I don't hate him at all. I actually, after I saw that video, I think that was the first video I saw of him. I watched every video.
Can I see another one? I think I'm falling in love. She said, what you know about love? I tell you everything. I got what you need. Woke up in the store and get what you want. Go ahead. You get what you please. We about to get it on.
He looks 14.
He reminds me of Tommy.
I was just going to say, Tommy Smokes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he does. Yeah.
Same vibes.
Okay. I mean, whatever.
I can't tell.
Sometimes you're better off not coming on a show like this because he
could ruin it for himself.
Right. He's got it going good.
Yeah. What? He needs that little like mystery factor about himself.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Is this kid self-aware? Is he not self-aware? But that kind of adds to it. The unknown of being self-aware kind of adds to it.
Next, Brie, New York Post. Brianna's New York Post piece released on Sunday. Reddit. Get all these different. I don't know why they dress you up in all these fancy outfits.
They did. I was like surprised. It was all crazy outfits.
So what's cool. The reaction been?
It's been good.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I'm confused though. Did they reach out to you and Erica?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
So
they didn't actually reach out to me, if you were wondering.
Also, this quote makes no sense. She has guested on her.
Yeah,
on his
right?
own. Talk about my Portnoy told the Post at La Paglia, that takes guts to drop out of school. It told me she's serious about creating content. Then they say she has guested on his own podcast, BFF, several times.
I was like, what was that line?
Yeah, that was just.
Wow.
They were.
I guess they didn't see the new name under the logo.
She has guested on it several times.
I've also had a couple people say that you're going to like die on this tour that you're on.
Yeah, I'm not.
Brie jumping off roofs.
Just one roof. Had to get the shot for the video.
And are you just puking in a million videos too?
Yeah, it's kind of like a thing.
Yeah, that's your thing. Just throwing up. Known for. Yeah, just
right.
Puking.
That's not a great move.
Where was this?
Miami.
You Miami?
Yeah.
Okay. Chicken fry fan in Miami gets a sleep when you're dead tattoo.
This was crazy. She
That's
ran up
hard.
To me on the street, but it was like on her.
Are you
vagina.
Getting credit for sleep when you're dead?
Kinda.
It's pretty good. I think that's been around for.
It has
forever.
Been around forever, but I just started.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
but you kind of owned it.
It. Yeah.
Huh.
Holy. She says that chicken fry. She's got the fucking sleep when you're dead.
Yeah. That was crazy.
And then we got a mini music video.
Oh, God, we're watching this.
Seems like we are.
I've seen it already.
No, we have to watch it.
I'm Mr. Body Catcher, Slaughter Gang Soul Snatcher. Ain't no regular F-150, this a fucking rapper. Yeah. No capper, street nigga, not a rapper. Chopper hit him and he turned into a booty clapper. Smith and Wesson, a 4L gang reppin'. We done baptized more niggas than the damn reverend. Yeah.
Well, this is yours.
Yeah.
So what do you mean we gotta watch it? You put it on TikTok, of course.
I know, but like... We didn't have to watch it.
You actually put it on TikTok for everyone to see. That's where I saw it.
Yeah, so you can't be, we're going to watch on BFF.
Oh, don't watch the video I posted. Oh,
I know. Okay, whatever.
Bro, you're trying to show off. Come on.
No. That's good.
Like,
people love the music videos.
1990s like music video.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm going to do a little music video on each tour stop.
Okay.
I was going to say, is that going to be like a little thing you do?
Yeah, because it blew up. So I was
throwing
like, I have to do it on every school.
Throwing up can be your first thing. Music video number two.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we already talked to us a little bit, but Josh in the office without Brie and I even knowing it. And this is Kareem's favorite move, I feel like, or somebody's. They're always sitting in my desk. Like that.
Oh.
That who that told
was,
you to do that?
That was definitely a little. That I mean, yeah, yeah. Kareem kind
of
told me.
I have done that with a lot of people.
It's like but, that is. It's almost if you knew it, it's like everybody. Does
it's
it.
Numbies. Did you not see? It was like our best Instagram post in months.
In the desk.
Yeah.
The video of him in here was pretty funny.
Yeah, walking around with nowhere there. I literally thought we fucked up. I was like, wait a minute. That's
me too.
Crazy.
I was like, is Dave?
I know you
be
texted
there?
Me, Dave. You texted me. You were like, how long have you known you're going to be at Barstool for?
Yeah, because it obviously would have planned to do shit. You did the one bite frozen pizza review, which by the way, overcooked. Who cooked that?
That was hilarious.
Okay. Let's just talk about a couple of things. How can you overcook and undercook a pizza at the same time?
Who said
that? Doesn't make
Who
sense.
Who said it was undercooked?
Me, the person that is eating it, because it was literally, there was no bottom to the pizza. Like, the bottom had fallen off, so it was like...
What'd you cook it in?
It was very... they cooked it in, like, a toaster
they
oven.
They got, yeah, some weird ovens here.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't... I don't think I got to, like, really...
Well,
I don't
it was,
think
it
they
was
did
one of
the
pizza
justice.
Pizzas that I've seen cooked of it, and I've it seen funny. A ton of them. So,
yeah.
And then... You tease Brock Friday. We actually have, I think, the best merch that we've had coming out in a while.
It's pretty oh,
yeah.
sick.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Dave, shadow banned on TikTok. That's a fact.
I believe in shadow banning.
It's 100%.
A lot of people don't believe in it, but it's definitely true. Like, what were your views used to be? Like,
well, my views are going down, but it wasn't even on one of them. There were 6 comments after, like, hours. And,
yeah.
And I commented where, and I never comment. I'm like, where are the comments? Still no comments.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People can see it.
Do your videos get removed a lot?
No.
Does he get like?
I think it's probably. I have no idea. It could be bullying at one time. It, who knows? I mean,
yeah.
And the stuff that I'm in with Silvana is going like very viral.
Yeah, what, on your account
couple,
or just
couple,
hers? Couple
TikToks.
It.
What?
Couple TikToks, psh, bro. Just up.
She's a numbies machine.
And, the one on the plane right. was good. That was a funny one.
One take by me. Superior.
That's good.
The acting skills, Dave. Where'd those come from?
A lot of people congratulate me on that. A lot of people.
A lot of people congratulate you on your acting skills?
Yeah, they're like, wow, that was fucking really, really good.
That was sick.
Yeah.
James Charles and Charlie Jordan both react to Dave's fuck up on Boomer Zoomer. Let's do the Charlie Jordan one first because I felt like this was extreme vindication for me. Like, extreme.
Wait, is that,
you know
we had her on the pod.
Yeah.
Charlie. Jordan.
So, Dave, I can't be mad because I do see the resemblance. Me and James Charles, both bad bitches out here. Thank you very much.
The resemblance is striking.
With the wig, yeah.
Striking.
I hate to say, but I disagree.
Really? I thought you guys said you hate to agree.
No, not I mean, like, I want to be able to be like, yeah, Dave, no. Yeah,
obviously, they don't look alike in real life, but the picture and then with that wig, like, I could see it.
I mean, that's like saying, like, all right, let's put Brianna in a princess
no,
dress and a blonde wig. She's gonna look kind of similar.
Mm. Disagree.
I don't know.
Disagree. Oh. And now Zoomer Boomer, the original game. We had this in the beginning. We haven't played this in a while. Oh, I recognize her.
Who do you think she is?
Wait, is
you,
that,
you know
we
her.
Had her on the pod.
Yeah.
Charlie. Jordan.
There's no way we got him twice. We got him twice.
We got him
oh
twice.
My goodness.
We did. That's James Charles.
Unreal. Unreal. Oh, I know her. Madison Beer.
But James is so pretty. Like,
I really have no problem with that.
I love how I do like how it's like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's receiving it as jokes, which is
well, it is.
Yeah.
Well,
because
it's not
James
even
is like,
joke. I mean, I'm being serious, but I can see the resemblance. Why Josh Richards should tap this?
Because I have put together a wonderful presentation about why Josh Richards should tap this.
What is tap?
He can easily blow out my back.
Where is this from?
It's a TikTok.
TikTok called Retirement House, like Sway House, but retired. For retired people.
I was confused with the thing
that's
when
sick.
You were in like the class presentation. I feel like that's what I thought that was at first.
No. Hey, well, shout out my gilfs out there, bro.
Yeah.
I appreciate all my demos. You know what I'm saying?
David Dobrik and Karina Kumpf get flirty.
I got on A-Hardy, she got on stilettos. She my best friend, yeah, we not a couple. She a
this is just what they do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just Karina's
that's what
thing.
They do. That's what they do.
She always says
numbies.
That to him.
Numbies.
I wonder if they've ever hooked up.
Society, if boomers could say Chip Tolley correctly.
you chipotle correctly.
Society, if boomers could say chipotle correctly.
Socially, if boomers could say chipotle correctly.
That says society.
It doesn't say society, it says chipotle.
That goes back to how I said
Dave, that
chipotle
is you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not great with words. I don't know if that's a boomer zoomer or whatever. Questions. This is you. Do you read these? Where? Who reads these?
Oh, yeah, I will. All right, so we have some fan questions. So you can tweet hashtag AskBFFs for your question to be featured in the future. This one's from Lily. Why do you think guests are afraid to come on the pod?
Biggest mystery, but I think people just think like, I think because news gets broken on here that people think we out things, but it's really like, it's really just whatever the guest wants to talk about.
Yeah, and I don't know, I don't even know if afraid is the right word. It's hard to book guests if you don't have the personal. I feel like we don't, it goes back to what I'm saying, we just don't put enough effort trying to book guests, and we have a higher standard for who we want. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a combo of that, but I don't know if afraid is the right word.
Yeah, I don't really think people are necessarily afraid
either. It's our timing. We're not overly flexible because everyone's schedules here are rough, so it's like you got to fit a square into a round hole sometimes.
Yeah, yep. Very true. All right, next question from Jenna. A lot of the other Barstool podcast shows are starting to do live tours or shows. Would you guys ever consider going on tour?
I don't know about tour, but I think we've all talked about like doing an event or two.
Yeah. Like I think definitely more like stick to an event or something.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah. Coming in the future. All right, Mia, what TikTok do you think set up the best empire for themselves in the future?
What TikToker?
It says TikTok, but I think it's supposed to say TikToker. Yeah.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Addison Rae, right?
100%, yeah.
I mean, Josh is definitely up there, but Addison would be my person right now.
Yeah, she's like a real actress now. All right, Cody, what influencer are you the biggest fan of?
I don't know that I'd call him an influencer, and it's like kind of before the social media wave, but I always, the skateboard kid was always, I thought, so good. Who has the show on MTV with the videos.
Rob Dyrdek.
Oh, he was awesome.
Not really.
I mean, I don't know. He was like a reality TV show guy, yeah. I guess. But he kind of turned into an influencer. What about you, Josh?
I don't even know who I'd pick. Like, the person I'd pick is, I mean, I think Mr. Beast is like one of the most successful influencers. I think he's like somebody that's definitely set himself up right, so I would say probably I would put him there.
And it's like, do they mean fan, like whose content do I enjoy consuming?
Yeah, because I like Danny Duncan's content a lot.
Yeah, he's good. I like Cody Ko.
Yeah, I like Cody Ko a lot. I like watching like Cody Ko and Noel Miller's videos. Yeah, like some of my favorite videos on YouTube.
All right, last question from Jamie. Can someone tell Josh to change the smoke detector in his room? There's a constant beeping in the background.
I have not noticed this.
Bro, it wasn't even in my room. It was outside my room, so don't get on my head like
that. Was this like last episode?
Yeah.
And it's worth mentioning that light switch behind you, there's been thousands of comments saying you got to put a cover on that light switch. Turn around. Yep. At one.
Bro, does someone want to come in and like interior decorate my house? Like, holy shit, bro.
Games, famous or hot. So this is just whether they're known for being talented hot or hot. Actually famous. Okay, yeah. I like this game. Sometimes it's confusing, but
I feel like there's no answer here that someone would really get angry about. Either you're just super hot or you're famous.
Yeah.
And
famous.
Joke, oh, right? Famous. Famous.
He's kind of looking hot in that, though. That's crazy.
Wait.
Seth Rogen?
Why is he on this game? This is the dumbest.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Right. This was like
the
easiest.
Are we playing the right game?
Yeah,
famous or hot? Seth
Rogen.
Just
said he looks hot.
No, but that's obviously a famous. It's Seth Rogen. He's famous for being
funny. Are we setting this up for something coming? Like, there's no explanation of why Seth Rogen is on the famous or hot game. It is the most famous answer of all time. Nobody has ever been like, geez, that Seth Rogen's hot. Something is happening here. I can tell by Kareem's little grin.
Nah, maybe start him out easy. I don't know. Next one.
Famous.
Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, Harry Styles.
Definitely famous.
100%.
I'm waiting for something.
He was famous before he was like a teenager. Famous.
Owen Wilson, famous.
Yeah. Something's happening here. These are like ridiculously
Yeah, something's going
dumb.
On. Something's going on.
Continue.
MGK.
Famous.
I mean, a lot of these are controversial.
No, they're not. There hasn't been one controversial one yet.
Not even a little bit controversial.
Nope.
Not yet. Jason Sudeikis. Famous.
This is the dumbest game we've ever played.
This is the worst game we've
ever played. It would have been a good game if it was hard to pick. Like, if it was hard to decipher.
I think we're being, like, trolled. I'm waiting for, like, the punchline.
Who is somebody that you would go on the opposite side of?
Who's hot? Like, there are a lot of, like, there's endless people.
Yeah, like you could throw Addison Rae in there, and you could debate if she's just famous for being hot or if she's actually talented. These ones are they're famous.
These are the dumbest things. This is the
famous.
What are we doing?
People think confused. Pete Davidson's hot.
Who put this? This is honestly.
You can be hot and famous.
Because he's funny.
And there's not one human who's walking down the street being like, damn, that's a hot looking guy.
Yeah, everyone says only because he's Pete Davidson, they think he's hot.
Yes. Who put this? This is the dumbest, worst put together game. Every single one is the definition of people who are famous for being famous, not hot. This is crazy. Like Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Hot.
Who? This was crazy. These are all just famous people.
That's the whole game?
That's it.
It's the worst game we've ever played.
This should have just been. Are they famous and hot or famous?
It had potential too.
No, so I think I know what they were trying to do. So it's like
Who's
the Jack Car. Devin.
You put it together?
Yes. It was teed up wrong. I'm trying to text Kareem during it because last week you guys argued about Jack Harlow. Like, oh, is Jack Harlow just hot because he's famous? So these are all, like, controversial people. Like, people think Pete Davidson's hot. Is he hot because he's famous, or is he hot just because he's hot?
Okay, so we were playing it wrong. We were supposed to be saying, if they weren't famous, would they be hot? So we were playing it wrong.
Okay, all right, let's restart then.
Okay,
Seth Rogen.
Okay. He's not hot. I don't think even... I don't even think people think he's hot. No.
I don't think there's a big, like, craze about Seth Rogen.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
No, so he's just...
But all these people you guys all said were ugly, so it's like they're... Aren't you just gonna?
He's not.
Harry Styles is hot regardless.
Yeah, he's hot every day.
He's just a good-looking guy.
I think he's hot because he's famous, probably. But he's a tough one.
But
Owen Wilson
is not
bad-looking
though.
Yeah, he's not bad-looking. He's a tough one. I'm getting. I agree. This one, I would say the famous part does it.
But he could still, I think, pull a little bit if he wasn't famous.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. Now this is a very different game.
This is a very different game. MGK.
I think he's hot either way. He pulls either way. He's tall, too, as fuck. And those tattoos, girls like that shit. He'd always have a market.
I think it just becomes much more of a niche market if he's not.
I agree. I think a lot of people think he's not that good looking.
Okay.
He's
good looking either way.
He's the most average guy, though. Nobody is like...
Yeah, nobody's drooling over him. But
if there was ever a perfect seven out there, or that's this guy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he's not like the guy you're like taking a second glance at, but he's not bad looking at all.
No, he's
his wife left him for Harry Styles.
There's 10 of him at every under 10 soccer game.
right.
This is a perfect example.
I would say not even close to hot.
I would say
perfect
100%
of being hot just because he's famous.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
Persona, swag, like troubled dude. Right, that game was a little bit better. At first, I thought people had to get fired.
Yeah, I was like, come on, this was completely wrong.
Like to lead with Seth Rogen, and I mean, he's a funny guy. I like Seth Rogen. Okay, that was a little better. Ask the internet. You can buy this. Answer the internet.
Yeah. What is one rumor, true or false, you'd want to spread about yourself?
Huge dick.
I was going to say. That's
I feel like that. Yeah. That's kind of like the go-to, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge dick. Okay, there we go. What's the most rewatchable
like
TV
awesome
show?
Awesome in bed. Huge dick doesn't mean like necessarily that you're great at fucking.
True,
I'd probably
rather
like he's the best fuck ever. What's the most rewatchable TV? For me, it's The Office.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
You don't like The Office, Josh?
Nah, I know it's a hot take, but just like never was able to be a fan of The Office. I think there's funny ass clips from it. Like I'll see them on Instagram. I'm like, huh, funny. But I just can't watch that show.
I can watch it.
You gotta get
over
past
most rewatchable TV show. Family Guy. That's easy.
Family Guy's good. Similar sense of humor to me, but.
Would you rather see everything that's occurred in the history of the world or everything that's going to happen in the future? Everything that's going to happen in the future. Don't we already know? Don't we have a history book to
read? Yeah, but
read?
It's all bullshit. I don't know. I feel like it would be tough to know the future. Can you act on it? Like, is it like Back to the Future? If like I know the event, sporting event, so I can bet and become a zillionaire? If so, that's pretty cool.
That's what I was thinking too. But then like, wouldn't you kind of like imagine all the conspiracy theories you can debunk and all the shit you can figure out if you just go in the past too?
But would people believe
you? Yeah, no one would believe you.
I'll take proof. Yeah. I'm going back. Seeing the history, I'm going to grab it. Okay.
Would you rather go into a coma and not wake up until you're 75 or die tomorrow?
Die tomorrow.
Yeah, what's...
Peace, I don't want to come in at 76. I'm out. 75, out.
Yeah,
all right, last one.
Yeah.
Which reality TV show would you be best on?
I don't know that I'd be good on any of them.
Run me with Survivor, bro. I'll survive the shit out of that island.
I would be a dominant mental player on Survivor till I didn't get a good night's sleep, and then I'd be a
puddle.
You have
to sleep on like the sand with bugs.
Maybe The Amazing Race. No, I'm not good with
that. Oh, The Challenge. What about The Challenge? You guys ever watch that?
Yeah.
I think that would be my best one.
I still want to get a good night's sleep.
The Squid Game. I'd probably do The Squid Game.
Yeah. Go on there. Dominate.
Okay. That's BFFs. Hopefully next week we have a gigantic guest for you. I don't know who it'll be, but hopefully we will.
Is there any like people you want to call out to come on?
I DM Drewski. Banks. Who?
Drewski.
Who's Drewski?
I was thinking that this morning.
I think Drewski would be perfect for this.
Yep. Thinking that this morning.
Jack Harlow's friend, slash he's a comedian, friends with a lot of
people. All right, Drewski, Banks.
Tana.
Summer Rae.
Summer Rae, yeah. Tana, if she ever will want to come on.
Her schedule, she gets back. I'm done asking her.
She'll be in Miami next week, and she's not coming on.
Okay. That's an episode.
BFFs.
All right.
See you.
BFFs. Peace.